You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia is home to a handful of musical families with Scottish ancestry who play traditional dance music on fiddles, pipes, and piano. Andrea Beaton, who grew up on the island, will appear in the Richland Community Hall Friday night, playing fiddle with piper Dick Hensold and pianist Tyson Chen. WMUK's Kara Lawrence has more.
The Beaton family of Cape Breton, like the Rankins and the McMasters, came to the attention of folk music enthusiasts in the 60s and 70s through field recordings of house parties and dances. The purpose of the music was social, something that knit together the small coal mining communities. Today, Cape Breton-style music is an important part of the tourist trade and one of the most identifiable Cape Breton exports. But when Andrea Beaton was growing up in the midst of it, her family was content to let her find her own way to the music.
When I'd come home from school, sometimes before anyone else, I'd rush home, and before anyone else would get home, I'd take the fiddle out from under the bed and play a couple of tunes. And then I'd get frustrated and I wouldn't touch it for months. And nobody pressured me. They kind of let me do my thing, you know. I liked hockey and I liked other things. And then when I moved away when I was 21, I really kind of got, I wasn't homesick as much as I was tune sick. I was missing the music, and I had my fiddle there. And that's when I like kind of did a 180, and I was calling home all the time asking my parents, am I playing this right? And what about this tune? And probably driving them crazy for hours on the phone trying to make sure I was doing things up to par, you know.
Andrea Beaton began composing tunes early on. Her father, fiddler Kinnan Beaton, would help her write them down. Since 2002, she has produced 5 solo albums. The latest, Little Black Book, is a tour de force of her new compositions for fiddle, on which she also plays the backing piano accompaniment, a skill she picked up from her mother, Betty Beaton.
It's really one of the things that separates Cape Breton music from other styles of music, because the style of piano is so special. It's got a kind of ragtimey feel to it at times, and then it's really kind of dancey, I guess. Well, a lot of our music is related to the step dancing.
For the concert at the Richland Community Hall, Andrea will be accompanied by pianist Tyson Chen, an Ottawa pianist who moved to Cape Breton to learn the addictive style of playing. Tune sets are always led by the fiddler. She links together a series of tunes of ever-increasing intensity, often on the fly. Accompanists have to develop a sixth sense for the changes.
Piano players are kind of magical. They just kind of have to instinctually know and feel what you're going to do and follow. And so usually there's some kind of signal with the foot. The foot sometimes starts changing in the bar before the actual tempo change. It's a little bit of a warning, like a cue. But also it's for us to make the transition smooth, so it doesn't just go and then go on, you know. It's like we have a kind of a flow to it.
Dick Hensold, a master of the Northumbrian small pipes, is the third member of the trio appearing in Richland. Based in St. Paul, Minnesota, Hensold wrote a grant bringing Andrea to the States for a residency, and then they put their heads together to come up with a touring program.
We both picked some tunes, and he had some stuff that he wanted me to learn, and there were some tunes we had in common that were kind of old tunes, and then some of each of our own compositions. And we just put a show together based on that. We each have 1 or 2 solos in the show, but most of it is stuff we arranged together. You'll see an array of instruments and hear a few silly stories, and it'll be a nice, fun evening of tunes and tales.
For full details on Andrea Beaton's performance at the Richland Community Hall, go to the events page at WMUK.org. I'm Kara Lawrence.